Welcome to the Women in Jazz Media podcast series On the Bookcase, with music from Hannah Horton. Welcome to this episode of Women in Jazz Media's On the Bookcase. I always say I'm very excited, but that's true because I do get excited. I get to speak to some incredible women. And for this episode, we have the fantastic Paulette Jackson. Paulette, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Fiona. I am so, when I say that I'm honored, I am truly, truly honored to be a guest today. It's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh, honestly, please, the pleasure is all mine. And I've got a list in front of me of your, well, it's your biography, but you've done so much. I mean, oh my goodness, the career that you've had and obviously very clearly still going strong is incredible.
Yes.
Incredible. I mean, I need to try and focus on books because the purpose of this is you as an author, but I have to say it's becoming more and more challenging with guests that I have because we all seem to have this portfolio career in the music industry. It's not enough just to do one thing.
Absolutely. So true. Yeah. So very true.
Yeah, because I mean, you're the I'm going to read off your biography here. So you're the founder of Scorp Radio Network and Jazz Zone Radio, host of the Classic Soul Music Cafe, the Jazz Zone Center Stage. You're a voiceover artist. Now, on our bookcase, I have three of your books. I've got The Music in Me, Music Through the Storm, and My Testimony, but there's four, so I need to get that fourth one to put on our bookcase. And obviously, some of these questions I'm going to ask you, because I've read your books, I sort of know the answers.
Oh, no, the pleasure of all right.
So I sort of know the answers, but for anyone listening, obviously, we're here to kind of explore you and your work. So you've been... Obviously, you've been in the music industry for all your life, pretty much.
Yes.
And you've been writing songs and lyrics, but you came to writing as an author in your 40s. So could you talk me through how that happened, how writing as, you know, suddenly became something that you wanted to do?
You know, things have a way to of presenting themselves to you. Sometimes when you don't even realize that is something that you want to get into that you're interested in. And my inspiration was a dear friend of mine who I went to high school with. He had written a book and it was more of an educational thing for him, even though he was in the arts and so on and so forth. But part of that, his journey and another actually musician, very popular musician, who also wrote a book, and I was honored to be able to go to her book signing here in Cleveland, Ohio. Mm. And all of that, just hearing their stories and how they put their thoughts and journeys into book form. Mm. It was like, you know, I just kind of had to think about it. It's like, okay, my writing came from lyrics, but and poems. It's like, do I really have what it takes to tell my story, my thoughts, my ideas into book form? Mm. And they were really my inspiration to even get started. I prayed on it a lot. I talked to other people. I didn't tell my family, believe it or not. I did not tell anyone in my family that I was going to do this. It was only a close-knit people that I really said, hey, this is my idea. What do you think? They were like, absolutely, go for it. Mm. And so I just started writing, Fiona. I just started writing in pen and paper.
Okay.
I would wake up, no lie, I would wake up in the middle of the night as words and thoughts came to me, I would write them down. Just write and write and write and write.
Was that similar to when you write lyrics? Sorry to interrupt you.
Yes.
Obviously you wrote, you know, and quite often I hear you with lyricists or songwriters, that's a similar process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I tell anybody, not to get off of what you were asking me, but I tell anyone that's beginning, just write. Mm-hmm. Just write. And that's what happened to me. Those people were my inspiration. And I just wrote and wrote and wrote. And before I knew it, I had a book.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Like, this is, and actually to get it in my hands, that very, very first book to get it in my hands, tears. I just, that's something that was not on my list to do, mm-hmm. is to become a published author. And once that happened, it was on from there. It was on from there.
And I imagine, because what's wonderful about talking about your books, because some of our previous guests, they have been writing books about someone else or something else. Whereas obviously these mm-hmm. books, it's very much about you, your journey, and what people can take from that.
Yes.
So it must have been almost like therapy for you to kind of get these things out. So an emotional journey,
yes.
I imagine.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. It was therapeutic for me, and challenging and emotional, all wrapped up in one. But I felt like if I can tell my story, my journey from where I came from and where I am now and going, then I hope not only that people get a better insight to who I am and where I started, but that they can do it too. And it doesn't matter whether it's women, men, child. If I can take bits and pieces from my life, my passion, my love for the theater arts and music and all of that, and tell a story and share that story with others, I hope and hope and hope that it's inspire others to live their dreams too, and that they can do it no matter where they are in life, no matter what age, that they can do it too.
Yeah, and you know what? I think I'm a huge believer in the power of people sharing their experiences and how much you can get from that. And there's a lovely, I've got your book in front of me here. I highlighted this because I wanted to mention it because, when we're talking to people who haven't read your books, I think it's important. And you've put at the end, and this is in my testimony, the takeaway from this is just what you need to take from it. Each of you is different and unique, and you will take what you need from my story, if not for yourselves, then perhaps for someone close to you who may be going through a personal life challenge. So the whole, I mean, the inspiration, kind of the theme throughout all of your books is really, well, look, these are my experiences, this is what I've been through, and each of us will take something different from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I really, when I write, again, it's therapeutic for me to tell my story. But I really hope that people really dig deep into the words and not only read it once, but go back and read it again. Because I feel like even for myself, whether I'm listening to music or reading an article or reading a book, there's always something different each time that I see or that I hear in music that I take away from, and that it makes me feel a different way each time. So I pray that everybody has that same experience when reading my books.
Well, what's wonderful, and sorry, I'm just looking because it's yeah, the music in me, it's almost like a workbook. You've actually got a page in here when you're actively encouraging your readers not just to read your words, but to kind of, really take something from that and put down their thoughts and their experiences. And I think that's a really a simple touch, but actually really effective, because I did when I was reading it, I'm like, well, I don't want to write in this book because it's kind of it's precious, but I was absolutely reading and kind of making notes on the side. So I love that. Was that because and forgive me, that's not in all of your books, is it? That kind of thing. Is that something that grew?
Yes.
Is that your latest one?
I believe I put that in maybe probably all three of my books,
Okay.
that I wanted to, when as people were reading it, that they would write down their own thoughts and their own lives, or even what they thought of what they were reading, to kind of take away and go back and look at their notes. Look at or read what I wrote and kind of intake, kind of take that in and what it really meant to them and how they're going to apply it going forward in their own lives.
Yeah, honestly, it's a really wonderful, and I say it's quite a simple thing. It's like, well, of course, but people don't do that. So I genuinely it forced me to really engage in what you were saying rather than kind of listening and then perhaps reflecting later, or it forced me to engage in that moment. So yeah, that wonderful touch. So tell
Thank
me
you.
with oh no, honestly, the pleasure is genuinely all mine. So with kind of the business side of things, so going back to when you started your first book, you suddenly realized I've got this great thing here, I've written a book. How did you then go about taking that to publication and being able to have a product that you could sell?
Well, I was blessed in the fact that my dear friend, who also lives here, he put me in touch with his publisher. And that's how that all started with the very first book. Now, let me just kind of reiterate something. The Music in Me, the one that you have, is a second edition. It's a second edition. So the very first book was with another publisher. Unfortunately, when you go through anything, you kind of learn, I did, you kind of learn what works and what doesn't. But I was happy to get that very first book out. But I did decide when I went with my publisher now to do that book at their, it's like, you know, it's a really good book. Maybe you might want to think about doing a second edition, new cover, kind of edited some inside. And I was very happy to do that. I was very pleased with the second edition. And but with the very first book, just having that introduction to my previous publisher kind of put my foot in the door. Had a conversation, you know, let them read the transcript that I had. And that's how that first book was born. And so, unfortunately, you know, things happen. I've been very happy, and that's who's been publishing my books going forward after that point. I'm very happy with that. And they do a lot of consulting and so on and so forth. I think it's important when you're looking for, when you're looking to publish your works, it's very important to research and find that publisher who, or even if you self-publish, it's very important to find what works for you. Find what's going to get your story out there in the best light. You know what I mean? And so I was very blessed in to be able to find not one, but two publishers to do that for me. Again, it's a learning curve. It really is. And I'm very happy where I am right now.
That's brilliant. And I, you know, speaking to quite a few authors, getting a publisher is that key thing. It's like, okay, I've got this fantastic idea, or whatever stage the book is at, finding a publisher always seems to be a challenge. But quite often I do hear it is recommendation that you happen to know someone who kind of knows a publisher. But it's good to know that kind of your process was relatively smooth and easy, and that you found someone that believed in what you were trying to do, because I guess that's the most important thing, surely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even though I was blessed to have that connection, it was also important for me to do my own research and do my own, you know, kind of digging around on the company, you know, because what had may have worked for one person may not work for another. So I also had to, even though I had that connection, I'm blessed with that regard, I had to do my own digging and my own reading and my own research. And I really encourage other writers to do the same.
And it sounds like, because I ask this of all the women actually I speak to, and men to be fair, the support that you have in trying to do your thing, whatever it is, it sounds like you had lots of great people around you encouraging you and motivating you.
Absolutely. And I still do. And I'm so grateful for everyone who has ever supported me and motivated me to keep pushing forward with my works.
Because writing quite often, and I would, you know, say certainly when you're writing about yourself and your own experiences, it can be quite a lonely thing. And I know from my own songwriting, if I'm writing a song about myself, I'm kind of at home on my own in front of my piano, and it is like therapy, but it is very it's very lonely. So it's important
It
that
is.
we have those people around us that we can actually turn to.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It is lonely, but I think it's necessary to get through the process. You know, I think it's necessary sometimes to have that alone time and just kind of put your thoughts, your feelings into and just pour it into what you're doing. And sometimes you have to have that solitude in order to get it done, get the process and go through that process.
And do
But
you
what the
have,
end results are fine.
yes, and do you, I'm guessing you do. Do you have another book in your mind now? Have you got plans? What's next for you? I'm going to guess there's something.
Yes. And
Please tell
actually,
me.
yeah, Fiona, actually, to be honest, during the pandemic, 2020, a lot of downtime for a lot of artists, a lot of people, period. And I, in the midst of finishing my testimony, I wrote another book. And it's due to be released next year. Can't really say the title, but it will be out. It is music based, but it's not about me. It is music based though.
But
It's a
not about
music
you.
background there. No, not about me. So I think people are done talking hearing about me. But it is music based. Just because that's where my love and passion is, and I feel that it's I will say this, that it's a tribute piece. I will say that. And it was due to be released actually later on this year, but there were some delays. But so we're looking at 2023. And actually in the midst of finishing my testimony that you have there and finishing book four, I wrote another book.
Oh goodness, see, I knew
So it's book five.
Wow.
There's another book. Yeah, so it's
Amazing.
finished. They're both finished and just waiting for publication.
Okay, well, perhaps when they're out, we can have you back on as a guest and we can talk
Absolutely.
about those
Oh,
ones.
yes, absolutely.
Because
Absolutely.
that
Yeah.
does lead me on to one of my questions with which is how do you juggle everything? You know, and I said it earlier on about you've got your radio show. I mean, there's so many different things you do, and you're telling me you've also written another two books. So, kind of just for your own well-being, your sanity, your calm and grace, which is always the way I perceive you to be, and I can see that that's exactly right. What is your trick? How do you keep calm and juggle your workload?
If I'm being transparent and if I'm being honest with the listeners, there are periods where it's difficult and I have to step back and have that time away from me, whether it's taking a walk, talking to friends, or just having that time alone, to listen to music or whatever it is, just rest, because it's very important to have your mind, body, and spirit at rest and healthy. And doing everything that we do. And for me personally, yeah, I do have to take a step back from everything, whether it be social media, family, friends, and kind of sometimes just kind of have that me time, you know, outside of work and all of that. And sometimes it's a challenge because when you're a creative and when your passion is there, it's sometimes it's hard to turn that off.
Oh, it's
And
impossible, isn't it?
it really is. It really is. I can be in bed, no lie. I can be in bed and some idea will pop into my head, whether it's another book or whether it's something else creative or whether it's, you know, just something that I'm doing I want to do and just kind of reach out and collaborate and so on and so forth. It's a never-ending cycle when you're creative.
Do you ever debate that? I found, and I do this quite often, and certainly at the moment, there's some projects that I'm, and I'm, this is not about me, so I'm not going to talk about that. But at the moment, I'm in a bit of a creative space in particular, and what tends to happen, I'll go to bed, and then I will wake up, maybe an hour or so later, and I'll have a melody in my head, or I'll have a chord progression, or a lyric, or something. But what? So I have this idea, but what I then do is kind of argue with myself. In that kind of, well, this is, look, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, to turn your mind off, you should go to sleep, well-being, get some sleep, get some rest.
Yes.
And then I'm like, yes, but it won't take a minute to just pop downstairs and write this idea down. And you kind of argue with yourself, and there's the sensible you that's kind of saying, no,
Yes.
come on, shut your mind down, take some rest. But then there's also, yes, but I've got this idea that maybe I'll forget it. If I don't do something with it now, then maybe I'll forget it.
Absolutely.
Do you find that?
Absolutely. I do. I really, really do. Especially when I was writing lyrics, because I would have a melody in my head. So if I don't get this down, if I don't wake up and record this, because I used to sleep. I've been writing since a lyrics since I was 10 or 11.
Wow, okay.
And I would have a tape recorder. Yes, I said tape recorder. I would have a tape recorder. I would have a tape recorder at the foot of the head of my bed. And would wake up in the middle of the night and sing the melody and the lyric into my
Wow.
recorder.
Okay.
Because if I didn't, I would forget it. And
Yeah.
so I know exactly what you're talking about. And sometimes it's hard to turn that creative side off, especially when you have an idea in your head that you're afraid that you may forget.
Yeah.
So yeah, it has to be a balance. But yeah, it's difficult
Yeah,
sometimes,
I
but we
think we
have
have
to
to
do
be, we do. And I
it.
think we all have to be honest. As I often speak, in fact, I had
Absolutely.
a conversation yesterday with someone who I was trying to get hold of, and she wasn't replying to my texts. And it was one of those kind of, is she just busy? Is she not well? Is something happening? So you kind of have to
Yeah.
work out, that in between of not hassling, but wanting to make sure they're okay. And I spoke to her and she said,
Right.
no, Jo, I was just taking some time out. I just needed a few days. And I was like, I'm so pleased to hear this. I'm like someone who actually does that because we
Yeah,
talk about it.
absolutely.
We know how
We
important it
do.
is, but quite often we're
Right.
not very good at actually doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is
Very
one of the
true.
wonderful things about your books because you do discuss that kind of time to reflect, taking, a moment to look after yourself. So that's something I
Yes.
think readers will gain from your books as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's very important. Very important.
So what advice or guidance or words of wisdom would you give any women who are thinking about writing, or maybe they feel, do you know what, I've got a story, my experience, or I've got something I feel I'd like to share, but I've never written before. You know, what sort of guidance would you give women?
I would say, and I've given this advice before, to just don't us back from a lot of things. And it's held me back from some things until recently. Like, you know what? The most, I think, the major fear for me personally, mm-hmm. now at this stage of my life, is not doing it. Mm. Of playing the what if game in the future. What if I had just done this, or just said this, or just sent that email, or made that call? I don't want that to be me a year from now. Mm-hmm. And I had to get to that place, Fiona. I had to get to that place where it's like, you know what? If you don't do it, you're never going to know. So my advice to other women who are thinking about writing or telling and sharing their stories is to, it doesn't matter what stage you are in life. If you feel that you have a story to tell, start writing. And whether your writing of choice is a laptop or iPad or something, or just regular pen and paper, start writing your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions, everything. Just start. And keep a pen and paper mm. by your bed or by your table or wherever it is you frequent. Have that quiet time to yourselves and just reflect. I'm telling you, if I can do it, others can do it too. Just write. Just start. Let the fear take a back seat. But don't hide it, because it's a part of the journey. Mm. But don't let it hold you back, if that makes sense. It's a part of the journey. It's a part of everything. But don't let it stop you. And for so long in my early years, I let fear stop me. And not only that, Fiona, the words of other people. Mm. We have to get that out of our head too. Mm. People sometimes mean well, but it's your life and your journey. And if you, again, if you feel like you have a story to tell, then tell it. Because not only will it help you, it will help others that are feeling and going through that same thing. So just start. Just start. That's my advice. And join groups, do research of others who are already doing it. Have those conversations. I'm not saying that you have to share everything in those beginning conversations, but connect and just see what other people are doing and hear what other people are doing, but know who you are and what you have to say and be confident in that, and just start. Just start.
That's a wonderful thing to say. And I have to say, I think one of the particularly inspirational things about your work and other women that I see that start doing something in their 40s, 50s, 60s. And I do feel in the past, I don't know how many years, but the rise of the kind of woman over 40 seems to be, thankfully, a thing. I think other women, you know, looking at kind of a particular stage of their life, and as you say, those, oh, I wish I'd done this, or, you know, it's like, but you know what, it's never too late.
Too late.
It is
right.
Never too late. And that's one of the most inspiring things I think about you is as you openly say, is you published your first book in your late 40s, you know, your first one, and you're kind of
absolutely
literally on fire. So just that alone is inspiring to other people.
Oh, thank you. And I pray this. I really, that's the takeaway. That's the takeaway that, yeah, this is my journey, but I hope it inspires other women to start, just to start.
Yeah. No,
it's not too late.
No, it's never too late. And I have to say, it always saddens me. And I went through a phase, I think it was a few years ago, and I was kind of meeting some new people and catching up with some family that I hadn't spoken to in many years. And the number of times, and you must find this kind of, if you're a musician, they say, oh, yeah, what do you play? I was like, oh, you know, piano or whatever. I would say 99% of the time, someone go, oh, I always wish I'd learned, or I'd always wished I'd learned the guitar or the piano. I hear this so often. And I always go, well, why didn't you? And people, you come up with a whole list of excuses. And we can always, you know, just lives are busy. We can always come up with a list of reasons why not.
Absolutely
You
right.
know, so I think it's really important to just go, do you know what? You know, just do it. Just do it. And you know, you never know what you can achieve. And yeah, thank you for saying
Absolutely.
that, because I think that's really, it's really important.
Yes.
It's been amazing talking to you. I just wanted to read,
Oh,
and
thank
I've
you.
highlighted another part in your book. I've got, sorry, I know the people won't be able to see this because this is a podcast, but you can see on the camera I've got like little post-it notes, little stickers on
Yes.
different
Oh,
sections,
yes.
because I wanted
Yes.
to, I love this, and I thought this was a really good way to end, actually, because you've put, and this is in my testimony, and you put, we
Okay.
must band together, all of us, to better understand one another. Our differences are what makes this world go round. And I could read the rest of it, but that alone, I think,
Yes,
says
absolutely.
so much. But also, this is an underlying theme, I think, in all of your books, and I'm going to guess your next ones as well. So thank you so much for talking to
Oh,
us.
thank you.
We'll include all
Thank
the
you so
links, of
much.
course, on our site, and we have, you know,
Oh,
we promote your
fantastic.
books on our bookcase, so we will share all of
Thank you
this.
so much. And
So,
I truly appreciate that. Thank you so much.
oh no, lovely. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.